What's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Myers, and this is the VidBiz Podcast. Welcome back. If you have been listening since the start, and welcome to you, maybe who are discovering the VidBiz Podcast for the first time. What is the VidBiz Podcast, you might ask? Well, hopefully you read it in the description of the podcast, but if you didn't, I'll just kind of give you a quick synopsis. It's just a podcast talking about vid biz things, video business things. It's for you, the videographer, the filmmaker. Maybe you're a photographer, parentheses, a graphic designer, creative entrepreneur, close parentheses. Really, it's for anyone and everyone that has a creative business. But mostly I'm speaking from a video production, video business standpoint. But we're covering topics from everything from what are the best practices, like last podcast best practices for, you know, managing a project and things like that, to kind of the best like financial things. We might talk specifically about video things. We might have guests. I don't know yet. But for now, it's just me talking into a microphone and looking into a camera in a quiet room by myself in an office building all alone. There's one other girl across the way, and I see her maybe once a week. So it's just me. I'm all alone. So welcome. And today we are talking about setting boundaries, setting boundaries in business, especially in business, but setting boundaries in life is always a good thing. So, but from an entrepreneur and a business owner standpoint, this is where we really get hung up. We definitely have this thing inside of us, especially when we're first starting out, like, and sometimes it lasts for way too long. But especially when we start out, we got to grind. We got to go at it. If we want to see our dreams, we have to work 100 hours a week, not sleep, not take care of ourselves, barely eat, pump like an IV into our veins of caffeine, and we don't necessarily take care of our bodies or our mental state because we think that this is what I have to do. Like, this is, this is what the greats did, the great entrepreneurs of our time, like the Steve Jobs and, you know, the Elon Musks or whatever. But I think they would probably tell you that if they could go back, maybe they wouldn't. And I don't think they always lived the best lives. They probably might have been miserable sometimes. I know I was in my 20s. Doing the grind, working, you know, way too many hours a week, and then going, you know, leaving the office, and then going home and maybe seeing my wife, and then she would go to bed, and then I would work another 3-4 hours on other stuff. And so, yeah, I remember those days, and they are not fond days. I remember my wife, when we first got married, she would often be like, I just want you to come to bed with me. And I would be like, I just have so much stuff. I just have so many edits to do, so much stuff. It's just never going to get done. Like, just all this, you know, that like perceived overwhelm. I mean, yeah, there is actual real overwhelm, but I feel like we make things a little more important than they actually are. So that's my like story about, and I feel like that a lot of us are in that same boat where we, especially when we start out, we gotta edit like 15 hours a day, man. We gotta do all the things. We gotta grind. And I came to a conclusion one day that I was like, this sucks. And I'm not like making any more money than I would, I guess, if I would just work normal hours and really just focus on my family and being home whenever I can. If there's not anything like super important, you know, or like an actual shoot, like my schedule is very flexible. That's the beautiful thing about being like a business owner. And yeah, you have responsibilities, but I feel like we just like say we, you know, we have to work all this time. We almost work more when we start working for ourselves. Yeah, there's a lot more hats to wear. There's a lot more different tasks to do when you're doing kind of everything. But I feel like we always end up working way more than we would at like a 9-to-5, 40-hour a week job. And so, yeah, I guess I just kind of wrote down some things about boundaries that I've set in my life and I really try to adhere to. Don't always do a good job, but I would say like 85-90% of the time that I'm following these rules, I guess, these guidelines in my own head that I've created for myself. And that, I guess, so the first one is to set specific hours. Now it's easier for me, and for people that don't work actually in their own home, because you can drive to an office and you can come home and you can leave like your office. And so you can say, I'm going down to the office at 9 and I'm going to come home at 4 or 5. And it makes it a little more easier to differentiate between the two. Another benefit that I have is that I have a wife and 3 children. And so me personally, family and seeing them and spending time with them every single day is super important to me. So, you know, 4:30 comes around, start wrapping things up, be home by 5:15. It's always a debate between my wife and I. I never really hit the exact time that I say I'm going to be home, but I'm home and I'm leaving my work at the office because I have a separate location. That's nice. And, yeah, it's, and I can kind of shut off my brain from work. Yeah, I might be thinking about things. I'm going to add something to the list. And we're back. Okay. So yeah, set specific hours and really adhere to those. And I would really say, unless you're like really working a lot of weekends for like weddings and stuff, just really work in between that Monday to Friday window. Obviously, if you're working Saturday, maybe comp a day during the week. And who says, and we'll get to this later, but who says you have to work 5 days a week? We'll talk about that in a sec. So you don't, I'm going to get on, this is going to be like a rant episode. So set hours. And the second one would be to not take work home. And this, a side note would be, don't put email on your phone, or if you do have email on your phone for some reason, then to make sure that you're setting your phone in a different part of the house from where you are and where your family is. Now, maybe you're single and it's just you and you live by yourself. First off, how quiet is that? Tell me how quiet that is. Secondly, maybe you don't necessarily, I don't know, put restrictions on yourself. Don't check your email. And if that means not having email on your phone, then don't. But don't take work home. And if you work in the same physical location as your, if you live and work in the same, you know, your desk is across the living room or in your room or something, then just figure out like, okay, I'm shutting it off. I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting my computer off. I'm locking myself out of my computer, whatever you need to do, set yourself boundaries and stick to them. Don't take work home. And one of the things that I really got caught up in when I first started was, I would work my normal, when I first started, I worked a job like for someone else. And so I would work, 9 to 5 or whatever it was. And then I would come home and I would spend a little bit of time with my wife. And then I had like the side hustle, which has eventually become what I do. And I guess in that time, that's kind of where I kind of grew a little bit and it kind of blossomed a little bit. As far as like after my wife would go to bed, for the next 3, sometimes 4 hours, I would stay up and be editing weddings or, whatever, working on like the side business stuff. But I would say that's a terrible idea. And for like years, my wife would be like, man, I really wish you would just come to bed. And I would be like, oh, like, but I just got all the things, man. Like I have so much to do. Like there's so many edits to do and all the things. And it's just never going to get done. Well, it is. It's going to get done. And really, like, it's all a cyclical, like, connected to one another type of entity. When we talked about, like, managing your project. Okay, well, if you're forcing yourself to work at night to hit deadlines, then maybe you need to set different expectations for your clients. Because it's not healthy. I don't think, now everyone works different. And if your time of work is second shift or third shift, like if you're, I wouldn't say that's necessarily like, I have no science to back it up, but I would say it's probably not like healthy for you to do that, but do you. So if that's how you are the most productive and you work at night the best, fine. But I would say really just stick to, daytime hours. I think there's probably a reason why like the majority of the world does it. And it's probably because, there's daylight and I don't know. I just feel a lot more productive instead of staring at blue light in the middle of the night. I don't know. So I got into a habit, like I said, of, basically I'm working like 14 hours a day, sometimes going to bed, sleeping a very minimal amount, waking up, groggy and grouchy. And at that point I wasn't like working out consistently or eating healthier. And so it's just like, I was just like a mess and like just pumping myself full of caffeine and just repeat it day after day after day after day. And one day after I had kind of, when I worked for myself full time, I was like, well, I can do whatever I want now. And I don't have to do that. And so I think for a few years now, for the most part, and I could fact check with my wife, but for the most part, I've been going to bed. And if I am staying up late, it's not for work purposes. It's probably like, I really wanted to watch this show and I still haven't got to watch it because I have 3 children and they dictate what we watch. So it's never for work purposes, really. Very, very rarely, if ever. So that's kind of my second is don't take work home and don't work. Don't burn the midnight oil, so to speak. Don't work those super late hours and get minimal amounts of sleep. It's just going to make you feel like a worse human being. It's not really going to get you that much further, that much faster. So just enjoy life, I guess. I guess the third would be to take breaks. When you're working, I work downtown Worcester, Ohio. It's a beautiful downtown area, especially today. It's like almost 70 degrees. And there's, you know, stores and restaurants and coffee shops and walking distance and even just walking outside, like walking away or just flipping over to YouTube for 20 minutes and just watching a random video that has nothing to do with work. You don't always have to be like justifying in your mind, is this productive? Am I getting work done? I used to do that even with YouTube. Like, is it a video that's benefiting my business? Can I learn something from this? Am I learning something about a new camera or something like that, or a new shooting technique or whatever? Sometimes you just need to like let your brain off the hook and just chill. So just give yourself breaks. That's a quick one. Just give yourself breaks. Go get a coffee. Go get a drink of water. Do that. The last one is kind of what I was referencing to earlier. Who says you have to work 5 days or 6 days or 7 days or whatever? Who says you have to work 40 hours a week? Newsflash, no one. No one says that. It's been drilled into our heads, and this was what like makes me so frustrated about like just I won't get into the whole college thing and like corporate and like getting jobs and stuff like that, but it really grinds my gears because we've convinced everyone, this entire world, or at least the Western world, that, you know, 9 to 5 has kind of evolved into like 9 to 6 or 8 to 5, or, you know, that's a long day. That's a big chunk of your day. And there's so much lost. There's so much time lost. Just grinding, getting that work done, where we really don't take advantage of life. Like I said, enjoying life and doing the things that we want to do when we want to do them. We always have to plan, or like never taking a break is, or like a long extended break, like a day off, heaven forbid. Yeah, we have the weekends, but there's no rule book that says you have to work 40 hours a week. This is something that I struggled with for a while, especially when I started working for myself. When it came to me talking like this around my clients, or if my clients heard, because it would be like, I had this like weird fear, like they'd be like, well, that's why I haven't got my project, because Mike's not working 40 hours a week. And guess what? It's not their life, and it's not their business, and it's none of their business how many hours I work a week. I work. I'm taking care of myself. I'm getting my bills paid. I'm having a successful, thriving business. And it doesn't constitute me working 40 hours a week. Now, if I were to put like a number, I don't know where I'd fall. I do have some contracts that I kind of dedicate a specific amount of time to every week. And so I know that it's not 40. I know I don't work 40 hours a week ever. Probably ever. I would say it's more in like the mid 30s to the lower 30s. And that kind of leads me into this next point, is like, some days you just need to take a day off, and you don't have to necessarily have planned for it, or taking like a half day off, or just kind of like feeling out. My wife works only a couple days a week, a couple shifts a week. She's an RN, and so she works 2 12s a week. And so every week is kind of different, but she always has Wednesdays off. And so I'm trying to get to the point where like Wednesdays are also a day off, because the kids are at school and they're different places. And it could be like a day that we can have alone. And I don't have to feel guilty about that, because I'm investing in my marriage and in my relationship. And it's not like if I like make my life all about like keeping work 9 to 5, I'm going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. Case in point, yesterday, which was a Wednesday, but I wasn't really necessarily planning on taking it off. My wife asked if I could pick our son up from school, which is like 11:30, right around lunch. And I decided, I was like, yeah, I can pick him up. And usually when I do that, I'll pick him up, I'll eat lunch really fast, and then come back to the office. Well, I decided I'm just going to I'm just going to like, you know, it was a nice day outside. We ate lunch. I took like a 3 hour lunch or 3.5 hour lunch. And guess what? I didn't get fired because there's no one to fire me. That's a beautiful thing. I made the choice for myself. I'm going to take a 3 hour lunch. We ate lunch. We played outside. I put my son down for a nap and I helped my wife fold clothes. And those are the things that are most important. Those are the things that if you lost all of your work today, every single one of your clients left you, not a drop of income came in. Those are the things, the relationships that you have with your family, your spouse, your kids, those are the things that matter. And those are the things worth saying, you know what? I can take a 3 hour lunch. I can take a day off. Well, shoot, last July, I took the entire month off, basically. I checked my email every so often. My VA, she was checking my email regularly, and I said if there's, like, any drastic emergency. What kind of emergency exists in the video world? So many people think, like, there's, like, there's no emergencies. But if somebody was like, oh, like, the world is going to blow up if you don't get me this video in the next 10 minutes. If that was a real thing, then I would have had the capability of like accessing those things. But I basically took the entire month off because it was just a season of transition. And I was like, I think I need to just take kind of like a sabbatical, I guess, like a month off. We went on actual vacation to the beach and it was a beautiful thing. And just hung out. And I was just at home and I did home projects. And you know how I did that? By just saying and setting myself up and setting things up. You know, obviously it's different for me a little bit because I have an assistant that is kind of monitoring things, like if that were the situation. But there's not, if you kind of just set yourself up for, you know, deadlines and stuff, then you can shift those things around and it's completely in your control. And if it's not in your control, then you probably need to reassess how you're running your business. Excuse me. Cut that. That's a reference. Anyways, so you just probably should reassess where you are, as a business owner, if you're not in control and if you're not dictating your schedule and you're not dictating who, you know, I know there are different circumstances for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur and you're starting like a restaurant or something, you're probably going to be front loading, you know, this restaurant or whatever, or this brick and mortar business with a lot of man hours, getting things up and running, you know, those types of things. And even when things first start, you're investing a lot of time. But I feel like way over invest. We think we're so important that we need to devote our entire lives to this job. It's just a job at the end of the day. It's a fun job. We get to do what we love to do for clients that we love to work with. But it's just a job at the end of the day. And if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not in control of your situation, if you're not setting boundaries for yourself, for your business, if you have employees, ensuring that they are setting boundaries for themselves and not overworking, setting the example, and just living a better life. And like I said, the only thing that matters, you know, from my standpoint, and I went, you know, back and forth, you know, a long time, you know, this, it's the yin to the yang, I guess. Like, you know, you have to give, some people say you can't like have your cake and eat it too. So you have to like give all your time to one thing or the other, and one thing is going to suffer. I don't think that's the case. Like where I am now financially, where I am now like success-wise, quote unquote success-wise, I don't think I would be like years ahead if I had just kind of neglected my family for the past 5 years. I know I would be a lot more miserable. So what's it worth? Anyways, I know this is a really big thing to like convince ourselves that we convince ourselves that we're doing it for the good. We're doing it for, you know, well, I'm doing this now for the success so my kids can thrive. So they'll never have to worry about money. So they'll never have to worry about things. But, it would really suck if your kids got older and they had all this money or security and they didn't have any recollection of who you were or a relationship with their father or mother. Because their mom or dad was a workaholic and just growing this business, this amazing video business or this amazing business that at the end of the day, it's not going to exist in 100 years. And it's not really probably going to make an impact beyond your specific family. So might as well invest the time and spend with them and give yourself to them instead of what you think you can give financially or security wise. I digress. I'm done with this topic. That's where I'm standing, and I've been very passionate about this. And I get caught up in the whirlwind too, because I convince myself that I need to do this. I need to work all these hours and whatnot. It doesn't make a difference. It just distances you from other people and other things that you might be interested in doing. Set boundaries in your life, in your work life, especially. Set boundaries for hiccups. Sorry. Set boundaries for, not taking your work home, not looking at your email all the time. Now we live in a world that is very much controlled by social media or as far as business is concerned, especially like me, like my wedding brand, doing the whole reels thing and all of that stuff. I've found myself like trying to like get inspiration or maybe even post something at home. It's not your kids. If you have kids, your kids want your attention. If you have a spouse or a significant other, they want your attention. If you have a dog, they want your attention. And it's not worth it. I'll just leave it at that. It's not worth it to invest all this time and effort into growing something if you're also just neglecting the things that really matter. Cool? We cool? You're not mad? Not mad at me? Okay. Good. No recommendation this week. I don't know why I do that. I can never think of things that I want to recommend, so if I can't think of something, I'm not going to recommend it. But I recommend you listening to this podcast again if it's something struck and setting those boundaries. This is the VidBiz Podcast. I am Mike Myers, the host. You can, find VidBiz Podcast on any social media at the VidBiz Podcast. We have a community. You can go to carrotfilmco.com/podcast and find links and things like that to everything. So, yeah, that's all I got for you today. Talk at you next week.